The final selection of our program of orchestral music is Variations and Mosaics on a Theme of Stravinsky by Priscilla Taylor MacLean. She was born in Fitchburg, Massachusetts in 1942 and studied composition privately and at Indiana University. She writes music for mixed media and for electronics now, so this early orchestral work is a one and only in her catalog. It began as an assignment for an orchestration class. In 1969, it became the basis for the composer's master's thesis in composition. Dissatisfied with the work, she abandoned it until her husband urged her to continue its creation. This she did with extensive revision and the addition of a brand new movement entitled Mosaics. In 1975, it was premiered by the Indianapolis Symphony. The theme is derived from an early Russian folk song, which Stravinsky set for baritone soloist and three-part women's chorus. Fragments of the theme are quoted and altered throughout the first three variations, interwoven with much original music, and reach their most fragmentary character while spinning into completely new material in the Mosaics movement, which is about halfway through the piece. This new section was composed much later than the variations and was inspired by Stravinsky's Agon. It is a tribute parody to the later style of Stravinsky in which he used serial techniques. MacLean compares her composition process in this piece to that of Stravinsky's in writing his ballet Agon, parts of which were written a few years earlier than the rest, so that the ballet straddled two stylistic periods in his life, the neoclassic and the serial. MacLean worked on the piece we are about to hear for over an eight-year period, which also involved a change of styles for her. Yet, as with Stravinsky's Agon, the work is irrevocably unified. And now, Priscilla MacLean's Variations and Mosaics on a Theme of Stravinsky, performed by the Louisville Orchestra, George Mester conducting.